Welcome to the Marketing Fundamentals Podcast. I'm your host, Mighty Mike, the podcast server, and I'm excited to share a message with you today. Hey guys, so the message for today is about branding. What is your brand message? And the reason why I wanted to talk about that is because I've created a couple lessons here this week and about brand messaging in my Marketing Fundamentals course. And so I wanted to just touch a little bit on that and how important it is. A couple of my students in the course, I had some one-on-one coaching calls as well this week, and a couple of them were unsure about where to go. And one of them actually picked a domain name that was like in a totally different niche. She's like, she's trying to build her business, and she picked like this mommy blogger link because she's always wanted to do that as well, and kind of like in four or five different places in her mind. And I feel like I've been there too, where, you know, with my the different things that I'm doing. And so I really have to think really hard about the market that I'm trying to speak to before I start creating a marketing plan. And so when it comes to branding, think about who your end consumer is and what brings them the most value, and then things start to become very clear. Do that first. A great example is the company Nike. Nike went out there and they knew the people that would be wearing their shoes, the ones they wanted wearing their shoes, were athletes, basketball players. So what'd they do? They went out and they recruited the best basketball players because they knew that those are the people that these young people were going to be looking up to. The Michael Jordans, you know, Shaquille O'Neals of the world, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, if you want to go way back. Okay, these people looked up to them. And they knew they were going to buy basketball shoes. So do they want to wear the basketball shoes that are of the player that kind of sucks? Or do they want to wear the shoes of the player who's dunking and, you know, is almost like a god in the eyes of these young people? So that's what you have to think about. Do what Nike did. Nike doesn't come out there and talk about sales and what does he call it? Steve Jobs said it perfectly in a YouTube video. He's talking about money. Oh, we're cheaper than everyone else, or we're faster than everyone else, and talking about how you're the details of your service. Like, Nike never came on and said, we use the best stitching and the most quality, this and that. We knock out shoes faster than any other company. They never talked about anything like that. They simply honored the heroes of that profession, right? They honored those that were great. And that's what you got to try to figure out how to do in your company. You know, in the legal service industry, we often focus on, it's hard not to focus on, hey, we'll get it served for you really quickly. We'll, you know, communicate status to you, you know, our rates are cheap. But really, it's about brand. And when I learned that my customers aren't going to come to me if I'm not the one serving it, I learned something very powerful. That they were burned many times by other servers. And when I showed them what it was like to have a server, a process server, you know, that was there to meet their needs right away, they got used to that. And so I had to reassure them that, hey, just because I'm, you know, stepping out of the serving on all the time role and I'm having other servers help me out, doesn't mean your stuff's not going to get taken care of. If that ever happens, I want you to call me personally. And I'll take care of it. I'll get a different server. I'll get rid of that server. Whatever I have to do, your business is important to me. And so figuring out your brand message in the beginning will save you a ton of headaches. I beat my head against the wall and still sometimes have to remind myself, yeah, that's a cool angle, but is it really what your end consumer, your end customer is going to appreciate and draw them in? Another way to put it is to find an avatar. Think about your most ideal customer. Maybe it's an attorney just out of law school. Maybe it's like a collection agency. Maybe it's a child support services. You have to decide who your end customer is going to be and then go after them. And oftentimes it's going to be the same. You know, a lot of people have a whole bunch of different types of customers, and that's fine. But when you gear your services and your brand towards one particular type of customer, you'll be surprised at how all it becomes a natural fit for that one type of customer, and you end up getting a lot more business than you would have if you had a hodgepodge, market base that you were trying to just go for anybody and everybody. You're not a specialist, you're a commodity. And so you have to move from, and Donald Trump said it best. He said, if you don't have a brand message, then you'll always be a commodity. So, and a commodity is, what is the cheapest one? What is the quickest one? You want to move out of commodity into brand. I only use this guy because he gets it done where others can't get it done. Not just that, but they care about your message. Like, there's some companies on Shark Tank that, you know, they're just like making shirts or something, but their brand was, they made shirts that gave a message about equality and how they were going to change the world and this kind of stuff. And so it was a crappy business model, like when they first pitched it. But when they talked about their brand message, all the sharks loved it and they wanted to become a part of it. So this is powerful, guys. I hope this was helpful to you. I know that we don't talk about it a whole lot, but the beginning of my marketing fundamentals course at psduniversity.com, one of the first courses talks about that. And so I was just reviewing it here today and updating some of the resources on that page. And I thought, man, I need to talk about that on my new podcast. Marketing Fundamentals is going to be an audio-only podcast. It will be on YouTube as well. And then I have a new podcast coming out called PSD University, where I go over the business, how to build a business as a process-serving company, not necessarily the marketing of it. So there's going to be all kinds of stuff in there, but it's going to be video-based, so I'm really excited about it. And but I'm going to keep doing this because I know they're short and sweet and provide a lot of value. That's my goal. So check out the podcast, processserverdaily.com. That's my where I interview other process servers. PSD University, where those same servers go to learn the skills that they use to make them awesome and make some awesome businesses. Honestly, I was talking about it the other day, and someone mentioned, like, you know, $100,000 is really, really realistic based on the model that I've set up for people. You know, 500,000 to a million is a little bit more difficult, and that's what we're working on. That's what we're building on right now. But the road from 20,000 to 100,000 is very doable. I just want to let you guys know that. If you want to jump on board and be a part of it, I think my starting course is $497, and that gives you the complete marketing fundamentals and everything. So check it out at psduniversity.com. You guys have a good day.